Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The celebrations across County Mayo are still going on, and no doubt they're going to continue well into the bank holiday weekend. My own social media feed over the last couple of days, every morning I wake up, it's, you know, the videos recorded from the previous night that have featured well into the early hours of the morning. And why wouldn't they go and celebrate and enjoy all of this? But how much of a boost is this bringing to the local economy? Taking Stock presenter Susan Hayes-Culleton is with me here on the programme today. Have the people of Mayo lost the run of themselves?
Well, the song The Green and Red of Mayo by the Saw Doctors was a song that we used to sing in college. I was in college in Galway, and I've never heard it as often as I have done over the past couple of days. So, Andrea, here's what's going on. Bank of Ireland came out with a spending pulse based on the debit and credit card spending on the 26th and 27th.
When was that?
That was Sunday. Yeah, that was Sunday and Monday. And the pubs in Castlebar had a boost of 1,000%. Westport was up 350%, and the rest of Mayo was up 118% in comparison to the All-Ireland weekend last year. Now, is it all right if I mention who played last year?
Yeah, go on, you might as well.
Donegal and Kerry. I thought, okay, I need to ask permission before I say this now. So a massive boost. Now, I gave a call to Mark Haddon at Bar One, and I said, like, did it feel like that? Did it feel like 1,000% of a boost? He said it did, but what does that say about the pub trade around the country pre-All-Ireland?
That's an interesting point, actually, yeah.
It is. I mean, Andrea, one in four pubs have closed in the past 20 years. So the thing is, there's fewer of them. So to have a boost of 1,000% over 2 days, of course, is an amazing boost for the business.
It's a lot of pints sold, isn't it?
It's and of course, there's non-alcoholic this, that,
yeah,
and the other
well,
as well.
That's very true too.
We have diversity and inclusion, of course. But yeah, it is massive. And also, if you look at this, particularly in the context of Mayo, accommodation and food services activities account for 7% of employment. That's higher than that's higher than the average for the state, which is 5%. So that would give a disproportionately higher boost as well. But it wasn't just people who were eating and drinking. Spending in hotels increased by 72%.
Sure, the amount of people not from Mayo who have gone to Mayo in the last couple of days to enjoy the homecoming. And from what I can see in social media, and I've been following some of Midwest over the last couple of days as well, and their coverage has been great. They've been actually, they seem to be holding an afternoon homecoming in one town, and then there's an evening homecoming. So they could be in Ballyhonus in the afternoon, and they could be in Bell in you know, in Crossmolina then yesterday evening or wherever it was, you know. So every single town is getting a boost, which is a great idea.
It's also interesting you said that your social media feed is full of this. I'm finding an awful lot of conversation about this on LinkedIn. And ordinarily, when we think of LinkedIn, we think of it being a professional network, whereas this has such an effect across the country. Like, we're still talking about this on Lunchtime Live, if
I
you
know.
Don't mind.
Yeah, I love
on
it.
On Thursday, you'd swear Mayo won the Olympics around the world, and maybe for themselves
they might as well have. They might as well have. Dennis Finbar Cronin, aka the Digital Dinny, is with us here, Susan, on the line as well today. Look, it's hardly surprising given it's their first All-Ireland title in 75 years, but like, when you listen to Susan talk about those figures from Bank of Ireland and AIB, Dennis, it's a huge spending boost to the region, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And thanks so much for having me on. I suppose when you're looking at the context of this, it's basically like winning the World Cup for the County of Mayo. As you can see, it's going to be a destination now going forward for the coming weeks and months. But I think as well, it's important to look at it as a kind of a global scale for the Mayo GA brand. They're going to be going over to the States, fundraising for future generations. So this is going to have a transformative impact for the county. And I think when I work personally in hospitality industry in Cork, and the power of sport, we saw it with the World Cup, but even now we'd say for specifically Mayo in this case, the power this has for the economy is massive. I'm from Cork myself, so I'm hoping we can win an All-Ireland next year. Maybe.
When you hear these figures.
With the help of God.
Yeah, exactly. But it's so important, like, because I suppose definitely, I suppose I work in marketing for the hospitality industry, and people don't come out as much as they used to, but they do when you give them a reason to. So live sport, and especially if a team is successful like this, it's going to have a huge impact for an area and a location. So geez, fair play to Mayo, and I think the whole country now are going to be staycationing up there going forward as well, potentially.
Yeah, can you imagine what Mayo will be like this weekend for the bank holiday?
Well, I tell you, I actually lived up in Westport myself for a period, and I would have loved to be up there over the weekend. It's a fabulous place to live and work, but it's going to be absolutely thronged. So it's just great to see. And I suppose, you know, there's an awful lot of negativity out there online. And I suppose I use my own page to kind of spread a bit of kind of, you know, the positive stuff as much as possible. So this kind of story, it's a real feel-good one for the country, really. And you can see that with the level of spending within the economy. So, geez, fair play to everyone involved. I suppose they're running a great show up there at Mayo GA. From anything I've seen them do anyway, they do things very well.
Yeah,
up
it seems
there,
well organised now from the videos and social media. Susan and I were just talking before we went on air there in the past few minutes, Dennis, about going to college in Galway. And both you and I have probably crossed paths with a lot of Mayo friends over the years, just by kind of geographical proximity.
Absolutely. I had more 21st in Castlebar. So, yes. I mean, every corner of it I knew anyway. And I have a great soft spot for the county. It's true for you, Dinny. It's true for you. It's a great part of the world. And there is a culture in Mayo that is so proud of itself. So many people there. In fairness, I think it shares this with Cork, where people from Mayo kind of say, well, when would you be moving home?
Yeah.
Because why would you want to be going anywhere else? But it's interesting that you bring up the point about, you know, going to the States and fundraising. Vodafone have had their highest ever roaming data traffic peak on Sunday ever.
So what, people calling home from abroad?
They were roaming. So they were actually getting data and actually watching it. And this was an increase in comparison to 32% for the World Cup. Air as well said 36% increase in data usage compared to an average day right across the country. So when you think about the connectivity of the GAA, for people who weren't in the same place, for people who were in Mayo and maybe not, who aren't in Croke Park, it's massive.
But I wonder, if we were to look at the figures, and these are the Bank of Ireland and AIB Visa debit card stats we're talking about today, aren't they?
That's right.
I wonder, was it the same boost if we were to look at Killarney or Kenmare last year or Armagh the previous year? Like, I wonder how proportionately extravagant this spend is, you know, compared to other counties that have won the All-Ireland.
Well, you see, I think the difference here, going back to the point I made earlier, is just about the base. If you think about Kerry, obviously, I heard Marty Morrissey say this was going to be the 40th time they were going to win in comparison to Mayo. This is their fourth. So the sheer difference that this would make from the perspective of people getting out and about. Also, even takeaways increased by 405% in Castlebar. People said, look, I'm not even cooking the dinner.
Yeah.
Because I have to watch the match.
The chipper.
Exactly.
It's the magic of the All-Ireland, says this texter. Where else would you get something as special as this? Another listener wondering, does Limerick winning so many times over the past couple of years, does that have the same economic impact or is it just a one-off? Well, yeah, it's hard to know, Dennis, isn't it? But it's, I suppose, given the number of available premises, it probably hasn't.
Well, when you look at Mayo GAA as a brand on its own, they've been one of the more popular brands within the country. But to be starved for an All-Ireland for 75 years, this is only going to happen once, realistically. You know, you're never going to see something like this again. So I think it's fantastic to see, but I think it probably is a one-off, unless now you're going to get a county that has never ever won an All-Ireland get to an All-Ireland final and win it. And I think, if anything, it's great for the GAA, it's great for sport in Ireland, and it's great for, I suppose, the kids. Like, I suppose, when I lived up in Mayo, one of the kind of running jokes was this All-Ireland win. So for them to get that kind of monkey off their back and actually go and do it, it kind of shows to everybody, and I suppose you probably saw it in the coverage, but it shows to kind of the country and the world as a whole that you can achieve things that people kind of write you off for. I think there was very few people would have backed Mayo to actually beat Kerry at the weekend. So for them to go and do it, it's an amazing achievement. And I think it's going to show a lot of other counties out there that things can be done like this.
When you say that, actually, listener getting in touch to say there's no way the people of Kerry and Dublin over the years spent money like this because they're so used to winning the All-Ireland. It's brilliant for places like Mayo. I'd love to see what would happen if Cavan were to win. I can only imagine the jokes coming in. And another texter's got in touch to tell us that every pound from under the mattress in Mayo has officially been spent this week. I'm trying to think, Susan, and you might remember it. I would have spent a lot of time in, it was more Charlestown and Westport over the years, but God, there was some nightclub we used to go to in Westport. Was it the Castle Court?
Oh, in the Castle Court.
I think the nickname was the Cattle Mart, by memory, is my how I think it was referred
well,
to at the time.
We used to only go to Castlebar because that's where the people in the course were from. We always felt that Westport was for tourists because we were in college for Galway.
Yeah,
we didn't qualify for such a title, Andrea.
That's brilliant. Susan Hayes Cullerton, Taking Stock presenter, and Dennis Finbar Cronin, Digital Dinny. Thanks a million to you both for joining us to tell us about the economics of an All-Ireland win.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.